32nd podcast. You know, I think the word of the night is respect. Respect for, you know, Big Face Coffee, Jimmy Butler. Like, we've made his Hall of Fame video, to be sure. And as much as many of the calls were egregious, you just have to get it up. You have to give it up for what we saw. It was ridiculous. I think, you know, obviously the late turning point. These aren't game summaries. I thought the call on Drew on the contest was typically the kind of thing that they do not call. His plot armor is ridiculous, but give it up to him. But the word of the night is respect, because we don't respect the game. And we don't respect the time-honored, since the Greek Olympians or whatever, you know, whatever I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. The time-honored tradition of practice and repetition makes perfect. The game is on Drew, I feel, just because I'm not absolutely clear in between, like, wanting to bash my, just literally wanting to put my head in the door and bash it. I'm not sure what happened with the nature of the two turnovers. And also, not that I'm doing, like, the box score podcast with you guys, but when I did glance at the NBA.com stat app thing, it had Chris with three turnovers and Drew with one some kind of way, even though I feel like I saw two in the last two plays or something. I don't know, and I don't know what happened on the previous play, whether that was Chris or Drew, and Chris and Drew, and again. But yay, triple-double. We got a triple-double for Giannis, so that's something, guys. That's something. Like, he's got more than Pressy and Kareem put together. I feel like the couple hundred or so people who listen to this, who's that? Yeah, this is the back channel. I should turn that down. I feel like people who listen to this, you know, it's a couple hundred in the 21 run, and, you know, it's kind of down to the last hundred. Yeah, you know, you loyal few. I feel like people at least respect my opinion on this kind of stuff. What can you really say, man? Right? What can you really say? Sample size of four games. The games where Brook Lopez was involved, we won going away. But the word of the day, of course, is also respect, just because we didn't respect the game. We didn't respect the game all year, and we didn't respect the game enough to not sit him when we could have used him. And I thought it was a very good under control. Like, I did peek into Real GM, and somebody made a good point, which is that for our purposes, a lot of the time, injured Giannis can't go full dark side Giannis. So that's usually like a pretty good Giannis. And that was sort of, I don't really think that's what happened in 21. Because for you to say that in 21, yes, he played within himself. He also, like, contested on Booker and got back to block eight and all the other crazy stuff that he did, right? We can win. We can win game five, and we can win game six, and we can win game seven. This is semantics, but we don't have to win three games. No team in NBA history has played three games. I don't even think they played three games in the 50s. You play one game at a time. All you have to do is win the next game. Then it goes back to Miami. We win that one. Then it comes back to Milwaukee. We win that one. Like, that's the plan, right? So I kind of feel like, and again, everyone knows this, I expect more of Drew than Chris. I don't know why they called that last bump on Chris to be fouled out, to be sure. But you know my priors. I told y'all we couldn't play this dude that much and win. It's very clear. And the games he got his numbers, we were not in the game. And the game we ran stuff through Brook, and outstanding. Outstanding late game clutch passes to get the ball to Brook. Like those reverse, like it. Obviously, you know, passes coming from somebody who's 6'2", 6'3", versus a 7-footer throwing to a 7-footer is different. But this feels more incoherent than usual. And, you know, and we might be 48 minutes away from Budenholzer, to be honest. And it'll be interesting. I'll probably talk about what other people talk about a little too much. It's just interesting to me. It'll be interesting to see what everyone else is saying about this game. I can imagine, but I'm not. I can't even watch the next game now. Like, I can't. I'm going to go walk in the woods, to be honest. So it hurts. It hurts, man. I'm sure it hurts for everybody else. And I said this the last episode. It's not our fault. This shouldn't have went down this way. And I feel bad even piling on. I don't know if people, like, get some sense of catharsis from this or if people feel mad. But what this officially means, if we go down in 5, if we go down in 6, if we go down in 7, yes, Budenholzer will probably be gone. But it also means kind of what I was saying before with the prisoner of the moment stuff. By the way, adios, Aaron Rodgers. Don't let the door hit you, bum. That Giannis is not past Kareem, as a Buck or otherwise. And all that stuff will be off the table. And I try to tell you guys that. Talent wins and defense wins, and we didn't believe in talent and defense. And by the way, maybe Crowder's washed. I don't know. I'm not in the facility. You know, maybe West just can't go. Based on what Chris gave you, we could have just had defense in. Duh. But he's a made guy. He's a made guy. Drew is a made guy. And again, I just expect more from Drew. Drew was awful. He did some nice stuff in the first half. He kind of got a steal, a couple big steals, did some big things. But it's Kyle Lowry, yeah. It's Kyle Lowry. I mean, these are bums. These are bums. And I don't know if it really matters that much. Again, just my inclination is I don't know why. Like, if you're going to jump at Bam later in the game, why not jump at him in the first quarter? I just don't understand that. It's like, well, yeah, he's only going to make half of them. Maybe he'll make 1 out of 3. How about he makes none of 3? How about that? But I don't know. I don't know. But we always knew Chris wasn't that guy. We always knew Drew's limitations. And it's just a fiction. It's a fiction that we were going to, like, run away from Boston because we had Chris. That's just dumb. It's always been dumb. And now others will see, but it doesn't matter. Because, I obviously this is a bitter pill to swallow or whatever, but it's been fun. It's been fun following the team. It's been fun. Well, okay, so to transition to the Rodgers thing, which I'm not going to talk about, but just to say, like, if I was younger, because there's so many parallels with Rodgers Favre that it's been creepy, right? I did not have my only real regret, because I was obviously much younger then, at the end of the Favre era, was 07. I mean, obviously you can point to all the years, just like you can point to all the years with Rodgers. But in the moment, being a fan of the best team in football, with the best quarterback in history, we thought, like, it was just great. It was dope, right? And so, as Rodgers forces his way out, which, by the way, is something Favre never did, if you feel that way, great. I'm telling you, I think this Giannis thing currently is trending and tracking to be worse as it stands right now. Because there's so much failure. And the problem, and again, this will get blamed on the supporting cast, but it's always been a question. This goes back to Favre. This goes back to Rodgers. This is now the Giannis thing. I don't judge people. Like, I didn't come back to the Packers with Rodgers. Rodgers was like, get on the train or get off the train. I'm like, bye, let the train go. So I did not, in fact, carry the G. But, I mean, all of you tonight are basically saying, Giannis, boy, I hope he stays here, but I understand, right? 18-time coach of the year, Mike Budenholzer isn't enough anymore. We're like, well, you have to have wisdom to see these things. And yes, at some point I've said I've wanted Jimmy Butler, but that's not like something I've really been stressing. So I would feel foolish. It would be an unfair cheap shot to say, yes, of course I wanted Jimmy Butler back then, but that's a whole different universe, so that's fine. I've always wanted talent on the Bucks. You need talent to win in the NBA. Like, just because Sam Cassell was really great those 2 years with the Rockets, like, they didn't let Sam Cassell play with, like, he wasn't on the Rockets for 10 years. So, boy, if we don't pull out this series, we're kind of in the lurch. We're kind of under a pickle and over a barrel and any other cliches that you can think of. It's like I can't believe it happened, to be honest. I can't believe it happened because we had it right there. Like, and it's like all these little moments, like Connaughton misses the one free throw. You know, like I felt pretty good when Lowry threw the ball out of bounds. That seemed like we just needed one more shot, man. We just needed one more shot. Or we just needed to get to Lopez one more time. We just needed some wisdom. We just needed some intelligence. We just needed to not play random for once. But that's like not what we do. And by the way, somebody who clapped back on name for the use it, it'd be a complete bookend to this whole era if like the use it or lose it running. Is that what happened on the one turnover, that we were running to a use it or lose it? All I gotta say is I know you guys hate Doris. Whew, I can't think of a game I'd like to lose less than listening to Reggie Miller. I am not partial to Mr. Miller. So yeah, man, Bucks and Siete. What do you want me to say? Going radio dark. My apologies. People wanted to try the spaces. I can't do the spaces because I'm gonna walk. I'm gonna go take a long walk in the dark. And also, I can't trust none of y'all to not use chili pepper language, and I'm not going to edit that out. So this is basically what you get from me, and I appreciate anyone who takes the time to listen to this. I say again, this is what sports does, and even the badness right now feels good because I can't believe this happened. This is like the end of a Shyamalan-esque twist. At this point, I really can't believe, like, in my head, and you know, there's kind of this weird thing that you do where it feels like you blame yourself, because I had already penciled in, like, I had written down 2-2 in ink in my head, like, yeah, we're 2-2, we got this, this is going great, and it's not even so much that I'm right, it's just you respect the game or the game humbles you, and I am not anthropomorphizing the game or anything like that, but these things tend to happen. And wow, Jimmy Butler just—they'll talk about him like Paul Pierce at this point. Like I can't, like wow, it's unbelievable that Paul Pierce outplayed LeBron, like the 2008 version of LeBron. And wow, it's unbelievable that Paul Pierce beat and outplayed Kobe for an entire series. And was pretty good against him in the one that they lost. People will be like, Jimmy Butler beat Giannis head to head. And yeah, he was hurt, but like, this will be that series. And you don't want to hear that. I don't want to say that. That's kind of where we're at. But again, you only play one game at a time. So I'm sure that all of you will be standing for game 5 in Milwaukee, and we'll blow them out in game 5 in Milwaukee, and game 6 will be right back to this kind of stuff. And look, maybe we'll hurt 2 more of their players. I don't know. Bucks and 7.